The movie Fiddler on the Roof, the lead, Tevye, is a poor dairy farmer, and he says, if being rich is a curse, then I hope to be afflicted with that curse and never recover. It's just funny. We all want to be rich. And Jesus speaks pretty strong about how that's pretty dangerous. So what's the problem with being rich? Basically, it's creates this illusory world in which we think that we're in control, that we have everything under control, that we know what matters, and we're in charge of everything. And God reveals to us that that's not the case. That's not reality. He's not saying it's like a sin to be rich. All he's saying is, just so you know, if you are rich, it might not work out well for you. Because he says, for men, this is impossible. What's impossible? Being saved is impossible. Receiving our salvation, earning that. We can't do that part. We can't even control many things on this earth. And we try to, right? We try to make sure everything, all our ducks are in a row. Everything's, you know, going fine. And if we're rich, then we really have everything under control, right? No, we don't have everything under control. It's an illusion. And so what Jesus wants to prevent us from is falling into that illusion, thinking that we are in charge, that we're God, right? That we have everything under control. Instead, what we have to learn by being poor, poor people know this all the time, right? Just by the fact of who they are, they're dependent. They're dependent on others for their survival, for their care. It's just like when we heard about being a child. Why does Jesus want us to be like little children to enter the kingdom of God? Because we know we need to be dependent on others. Ultimately, on God, right? If we're rich or if we're an adult, then we think, oh, I got this under control or whatever. And then when that comes crashing and burning, then God's still there to take us back. So the sin isn't being rich. The sin is thinking that we're going to be in control and that we're going to be the gods of our own universe. And Jesus says, just be careful that you never think that this is possible for you. It's impossible for you. It's only possible for me.